Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I want to make sure I give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Their customer service is... And again, this is from a Midwestern boy. Their customer service is second to none. Whenever I've had any problems with one of my three machines, they've always been able to help us. So go over and check out Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged, Teach Hoops, any of our podcasts, Coach Collins, and they'll give you $400 off. You won't find a better discount out there. They will take really good care of you. And make sure you tell them I sent you. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. We are the only ones out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in our product so much that we want you to come and kick the tires. We want you to take it for a test drive. Nowhere else are you going to find a high school coach who's also coaching. I just got off a phone call with a teachhoops.com member. So who else has my cell phone number and calls me and talks to me about things that he has questions on with his team? Where else are you going to find that on the web? Go over and check it out. Like I've said before, it helps us keep the lights on in these podcasts and our YouTube and everything else free. So go over and check it out. And oh, one more thing. I forgot. I was going to say, let's head off. Go leave a review. We love those reviews. We read every one of them. Go leave those 5-star reviews. And let's head off to the podcast. Bye.
I've been the head boys coach at two different schools for the last 4 years. And I've never had an assistant. It's crazy.
That has to change. You got to go find somebody. That's going to volunteer for you. You got to get another body in that gym. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's hectic, especially when you're trying to, if you break up and you try to do any kind of skill stuff, it's just impossible.
Oh, it's impossible. And it's like, yeah, it's impossible from a teaching standpoint. So that's what you got to think about. It's like, you got to find, and not a parent.
Yeah.
But somebody that just loves the game and wants to help, and you just buy them pizza and
I think I didn't want to do it this year so bad, but I have a couple guys that I have coached previously.
Yeah.
That
I was just going to say former players are really good. Like I had one of my former players kind of helping. He just stopped in the gym once in a while because he worked in the school former players are great because they know what you want. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I mean, the two that want to help just graduated last year. And so I didn't want to throw them into it this year because I didn't know how some of the seniors that were this year would take them that had played with them for a long time.
Yep.
And I didn't want to be like a friendly type. I mean, I don't know, but they helped.
How many will be on the staff next year? How many guys coming back would they have played with if they do it next year?
Two, really.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, our best player, but he wouldn't care. He'd listen. I mean, he'd run through a wall for you. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. And then the other one never really got to play with him in high school.
Yeah, so that I think that's good. And you have a discussion. You say you can't be friends with these. I mean, you just have you have to have the discussion with them about like, hey, this is a learning thing. Yeah, yeah. But other than that, it's no, I think that's a great idea. And they'll and the thing is, they'll bring a lot of energy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're. I mean, I'm fairly young, for a head boys coach, I suppose. But I mean, you're not that young
and the thing is they can always jump in too, you know, somebody gets sick or like it's nice to have those young bodies because then you know
absolutely they were both first team all conference, first team all district, first team. I mean, they just love the game, but I don't know. I mean, I guess a little bit of backstory on me, so maybe you kind of understand a little bit. Like, so I played at a big school. A bigger school, I guess. I mean, I considered it big. It'd been 4A in Missouri.
Okay.
So I had, I don't know, I graduated with like 260, but we were the smallest class in our school.
Okay.
But anyway, and then I went on and played college football. And then I started there for a few years. And then when I got done, my brother was a senior in high school when I graduated college. And I came back and I started coaching basketball and realized I just wanted to coach basketball. Like I played football, but football is so hard for me to coach. It drives me nuts.
And there's lots of moving pieces. Talk about a staff. There's where you got to get a staff because like you can't do everything there. Yeah.
Oh man. It drive me nuts. And it was one of those, like, I would say I was a good basketball player, but I would never put me in the great type of category. Like I was a very good role player, but not a whatever. And football was just so much easier for me, I think. And so that's why coaching football was so hard for me, I think. Like it was hard for me to understand why they could not get it. Like what anyway.
Right. And right. So no, I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. And so I end up coaching that year, my brother's senior year or whatever. And then I wasn't working in the school yet or anything. I did my internship kind of there at the school and stuff. And then I kind of worked at a lumberyard and did some concrete and stuff, but I was still coaching. And then I did 1 year of JV girls basketball. And it was an experiment, but it was really fun because I mean, but that was my only year of not being a head coach. Okay. So the next year,
which is good. Everyone should do that too. And that's both things are good. You should be an assistant and a head. That's good. Okay. So then
absolutely. I just feel like I think most coaches get more than 1 year of just,
And the thing is you could do that in the summer. You could do some summer stuff.
There's so much I didn't know. Yeah. There's just so much I didn't know, like getting, and I still don't know. I'm still like, man, I did not realize. And so, and we were a small school. It was 2A the first 2 years that I coached. And then I even went to a smaller school now in Missouri. And I think our graduating class had 13 last year. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So youth program is going to be huge for you.
It's so hard to do.
I know. You got to get a youth because the smaller the school, the more important it is, to be honest with you.
That's the thing with us. We're kind of lucky. There's baseball, basketball. Like that's what you do. Like you're going to play. And most of the people that play basketball are going to play it year round type of thing. Like that's their deal or whatever, you know.
That's
they're
basketball lucky players
in that regard.
Yeah,
but there wasn't anything in place when I got there last year. Now it was hard. We couldn't do anything last year because of COVID, and so they wouldn't let us bring in kids and like people into the gym or anything. And this year we got a few, and I just kind of do the boys and girls. I don't help with the girls right now, but like I I get along with all those kids and stuff. So I kind of got them in, and we did basketball camps and stuff like that. And then got a couple of those kids to be able to play. And then those kids that we could not get enough kids to make a team, helped them find other teams and close by.
Right.
And stuff. Cause that's the trouble we get into. There's a couple classes right now. Like, let's see, I think it's our third grade class. It's got three boys in it and one plays. Like, it's
that just, means you're going to look at the second grade class, the fourth grade class, yeah, the first grade class. I know.
Yeah.
The thing is, and I would do a lot of, I mean, you don't have, it's not about making money. It's about getting them to be basketball players is what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, you want like clinics and like make it anything at that elementary, make it fun. But oh my gosh, that small of a school, you have to build.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But it's rough for sure. For sure. Right. Like, and so I do junior high and high school boys.
Okay.
And
you,
so
you get two hoopers, you get two legit people. You can run, you can make a lot of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where we're like our eighth grade class this year. It's just one of those deals. You show up and you're just excited every day because those kids are all bought in. And once a couple of them grow, they're going to be really good. Right now, they're just short, but they can shoot or they can play defense or whatever, but they're just too short.
I'd make them all guards too.
Oh, like, yeah.
When they're in elementary school, make them all guards. Because if they grow and they're a guard, then great.
Yeah. They have
you're
going
to be able to do all that stuff that we need you to do. Like, I think that's a perfect thing.
Yeah.
So what's your biggest obstacle?
Man, biggest obstacle, I would say, I don't want to say buy-in because all my kids have really bought into me in 2 years. It's more about, I think my biggest obstacle is me getting in the way, like not knowing what I should push because we do some weight, not type weight training. We do, but sometimes I feel like we're dabbling in too much where we just need to do more skills or we need to do more.
Yep. So you gotta get a spreadsheet and you gotta simplify everything.
Yeah.
And what do I need offensively? So what are you should do it through K through 12.
Yeah.
Like, here's what I need a first grader to be able to do. Here's what I need a second grader. So if they get good at something, you move them along the progression.
Yeah.
And, you know, I need my elementary running this. I need my junior high running this. So
you
basically got to like almost bubble map it out exactly all the stuff that you're going to need. Because that's the kicker. It's like, there's all this stuff. And it's like, well, what can I do?
Yeah,
because you want them running what you want them running in seventh grade. That's the thing, is you need to get them in a system where they're basically just doing, you know, let's say I'll pick something. Let's say you're running pack line.
Yeah,
everybody's running pack line, so all the terminology is the same. All the whatever it is, it doesn't matter. 1-3-1. Maybe you're a 1-3-1 person. So we're all running this. We all have the same terminology. We all have the same quote unquote Bible, and this is what we're going. This is going to be our guiding light at this point. I think that's something you really got to think. Yeah, I mean, that's a deep dive for you.
From
a skill set thing, first of all, because you might change like your offense. Is there one, you might have a trapping team or a running team, and then another team might not be. I get that. But the skill sets, you know, can they handle the ball? Can they shoot the ball? Can they defend? You know, those basic skill sets is what you got to figure out.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's my biggest problem. I mean, not.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to the deal. Listen to the deal on Spotify.
I mean, they're working, and it's fun watching, especially those younger kids. I can kind of consider mine. Like these kids that graduated last year, and it was the first year having them, they were pretty well ready-made when I got them. I mean, we went 15-5, but
right.
I mean, they had played a lot already, and they had a good coach in front of me. Yeah, retired and stuff. I mean, they were, but like the group that I have now, you know, it's, or that's going to be next year, you know, I feel like is kind of like all my kids, like my whole group. Those are my kids. And I don't know. And which like those eighth graders every single day, 6:15, they're there every single day in the morning. They can't drive. Their parents drop them off. So they at least have their parents are bought in with it too. And they drop them off every morning. So
you got to make them all shooters.
Yeah.
They got to all be shooters.
We shoot on the gun all the time.
They got to all be shooters. They got to all be shooters. They got to all be shooters. And then you can worry about the other stuff, ball handling. I'd get them ball handling and shooting at that age. Because the rest of the stuff, if worst case is you can teach them the defensive part, or here's what we're going to do offensively. What's the rules on contact with them? Can you do stuff with them?
As long as I'm during school and stuff, because we come in and we do kind of some, strength and conditioning type of stuff to start. Yep. It's not considered a contact. I mean, I can have as many.
Right, but they're not even in high school yet. So you might be able to do anything you want with them until they get to high school.
They're open to whatever.
Right.
As long as it wasn't like when it was during season or whatever, you could only have so many hours or whatever.
I would try to get them. So if you have a group like this, first of all, this is a group you can ride because it will make the young.
Oh yeah.
It will make that third grade group where there's only three boys. If they do well enough, they'll start all playing. you need to get them playing together. 3-on-3. You know, going to tournament, just doing stuff together, because they're not going to all be friends. But if they can get used to playing together, that's a superpower.
Well, that's even those kids, that's the crazy part. And that's what's weird about it to me is that they are all just freaking. I mean, baseball, basketball, everything they do is together all the time, which is the best thing ever, because I can't really coach that necessarily. Right. I mean, they're just and it's not like they're all small. I mean, we have a 6'1" point guard and a 6'4" post in that group, and then the rest of them are all just a bunch of little quick guards that can shoot and stuff. But I mean, it's definitely a good group.
Dribble drive maybe or something. I mean, there's going to be some sort of
I stole like this year in our junior high offense, I stole a lot of like throw and go stuff.
Well, that's good stuff.
We used our post player we'd kind of make him go triangle a little bit. And then when he'd go to the high post and flash, we'd throw it to him and then just cut off of him. I mean,
I do a lot of cutting and moving and finding open space. I think that at that age, especially with the youngsters, just teach them how to play, teach them how to hoop.
Well, that's what they were all, we did not have a play, not against zone, not against me. Like we just didn't. And it hurt us at times, but I don't really care. I mean, it doesn't matter what our eighth grade record is. I don't care in the grand scheme.
No, only people are going to know that.
I mean, I think we went 13-2. And had we had some plays, we'd probably go 14-1. But what does it matter? I mean, if you're learning how to play basketball, whatever.
That will help you. So this sounds like a good situation.
I'm in a very good situation. And with the kids, like a couple of those eighth graders now will play a lot, and one of them will probably start next year. And my seniors coming back, like I have a kid that averaged 19-10 as a shooting guard. So, I mean, and he's pretty good. I mean,
and it will help having the freshman with an upperclassman.
Yeah.
So what the hardest part is to figure out what you need to do over the next 9 months. Is that the hardest part?
Yeah, kind of. Just because I don't I try to bounce ideas off people and stuff, but it's me bouncing ideas off people that have never had to do it type of thing.
No, I get it. So, all right. So I think what you and I should do is we should map something like, what are you going to do in the next month? And then we can talk about.
Like, well, right now in within the next month and stuff, we are just kind of doing some weight training, agility training type stuff.
Okay. And that's good.
I'm letting them shoot, but it's baseball season right now too. And so I don't want to overdo, because some of those high school kids that play baseball will still come. And I'm, I don't want them to, I want them to go win districts in baseball.
Right. And you don't want them to be tired because they're coming to shoot. I get that. So,
So I try to, I mean, we're going to still do some things just so we're kind of around. I mean, I told the kids to take 2 weeks off after the season and then they were there the next morning.
I know. Like, I have a couple of those too. It's like, coach needs 2 weeks. Stop it. Yeah. I need 2 weeks.
I'm like, get away. Like, you guys, get away from me. Yes, I know you want to get away from me, but.
Right.
And
it's a good thing to do. I agree.
But that's next month. After baseball, we kind of jump straight, like early June is kind of when all the summer games start.
Yep. So have you sat down with each one of them and had like individual meetings with them?
So I'm going to do that not this week. It's going to be the week after, because they want to keep playing basketball. So they're going to go play in the Show Me State games.
Okay.
Down there all together, and like one of the dads is going to coach him or something. But they asked me if they could use their jerseys that they had, and I said, yeah, whatever, go for it. And so when I collect the jerseys, I'm going to have like our individual meetings.
So what I would have them do when they're coming in to
improve on.
Yep. So I would have them fill out a form for you beforehand. Just some generic, you know, what's my strength? What's my weakness? What do I need to work on? You know, what do I love about basketball? What's hard about basketball? Just, you know, you can come up with as good of questions as I can, but I would list about four or five of those for discussion points, but definitely your strength, your weakness. What do you need to work on? How are you going to work on it? All of those kind of things, some leading questions, because who cares? And then, so then you'll have that. And then that's your starting point. Like, yes, John, I think you're a great dribbler, but here's what you can do to become a better dribbler. Do this. Okay. Yes. You're not a very good shooter right now, but you want to get a better one. Well, how can you do that? Let's come up with a plan. So those are super important meetings. And especially for kids that are bought in, you definitely want to do that. You definitely want to do that.
I'm very lucky with honestly, eighth grade through 11 right now. Like my seniors were kind of,
and if you trust me, if you start winning 8th through 11th and those kids start winning, the rest of it will take care of itself.
Yeah.
Ripple. Yeah.
It was, and that's like, and honestly, that's kind of why I got on your teach hoops, I guess.
Right.
It's been 68 years. They've gotten I got second last year. We beat a team by 6 in the conference, and then they beat us by 6. In conference or in district championship.
So here's my theory with this. Don't hide from it. Like,
oh, I did.
It's been 68 years. No, I bet you got to talk about why are we here? What are we doing this for?
I talk about it all the time.
All the time. Don't hide.
Like, when I got the job last year and they finally opened stuff up in July where we could do a few things, I walked in and I'm like, listen, I watched your district championship game last year. The year before I got there, they got second again. They missed a layup at the buzzer to win it.
Right.
And I walked in, I'm like, listen, it's districts, but it's not just districts, it's sectionals.
I just had my banquet today and I basically said we should win it. We should win the state tournament next year. And here's why. Like, I'm not hiding from it. That's what I want to do. And here's how we can do that for the next 9 months. So I agree. Go ahead.
I like one thing I did do, be kind of going on the lines of not hiding it, is I made this poster thing. Like, our games are played in Springfield down at Missouri State now, and a poster of that arena, and then like our saying that we use all the time, and printed it on there and let all the kids just sign the court, like on the poster, like, hey, you want to get here? And like, those kids used that. They all took a picture of it. They took one home with them.
That's a great idea.
And I'm like, you wake up, and when you are struggling, when you're trying to find a reason to get up and get out of bed and go do something or go work on your game.
Right. I always say when all the girls are hanging out at the pool on July and you got to go to the gym, that's what you got to look at. Yeah.
I mean, look at that and just say, you know what, 45 minutes or an hour goes a long way. And then let me go knock this out. It's good and tight work.
I agree.
Hey everybody, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like, leave a review. We love those 5-star reviews. We're gonna leave a 1-star. You can skip to the next podcast. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.